Taiwan Today with Natalie So.
Hello and welcome to Taiwan Today. I'm Natalie So. Radio Taiwan International has a special series of interviews with local government mayors and leaders throughout Taiwan about what they are doing for the new southbound policy. Now, the new southbound policy is President Tsai Ing-wen's efforts to upgrade economic ties with Southeast Asia, South Asia, and Australia and New Zealand. Today, RTI spoke with Hsinchu County Magistrate Chou Jingchun. Hsinchu is the hub of Taiwan's high-tech industry. It is located in northern Taiwan. It is nicknamed the Windy City for its climate. It's also most well known for the Hsinchu Science and Technology Industrial Park, which is home to Taiwan's most famous tech companies such as TSMC, Philips, United Microelectronics Corporation, Holtec, AU Optronics, and over 300 more. The tech park has been a key driver of Taiwan's economy and place in the world. Now let's hear what Hsinchu County Magistrate Cho has to say about Hsinchu and what it's doing for the new southbound policy.
主持人以及我们电台的好朋友，我代表新竹县政府的所有的乡亲朋友给我们。
I'd like to say hello to all the listeners out there on behalf of the people of Hsinchu. First, let me tell you a bit about Hsinchu County. We are the county closest to the Taoyuan International Airport. We are also famous for our high-tech industry. We started off being stronger in agriculture, but eventually developed the IC, high-tech, semiconductor, and biotech industries. Hsinchu has played a key role in Taiwan's economic miracle and especially in its high-tech sector. Many of our companies are well-known throughout the world, such as Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company and UMC. We have the best technology and skills. The government is also assisting companies who need help finding places to invest in overseas. So with the new southbound policy, we have been working to expand places for Taiwanese investment and business.
Mr. Cho tells us how Hsinchu is working with some countries in Southeast Asia.
4月份就和越南同大省签订了合作备忘录。
In April, we signed a memorandum of understanding with Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. We've strengthened cooperation in the shoe industry. We also are helping them with digital learning. We've sponsored many scholarships for young people to get degrees in Vietnam. As China's labor costs have risen, Vietnam has become a new target for Taiwanese businesses to invest. In June, we invited a trade delegation from Indonesia to visit Taiwan. We hosted with them a forum about business opportunities in Indonesia. Over 20 business leaders came to discuss business opportunities, investment, trade, and legal issues. They hope to work with us in our strong high-tech fields, such as the Internet of Things. These are just some of the ways that the Hsinchu government is working to strengthen ties with the new southbound policy.
Another major industry in Hsinchu is tourism. Hsinchu is known for its great local specialties and also as being home to a large Hakka population. Now, the Hakka people are Han Chinese people whose ancestors come from many different places in China, including Guangdong, Fujian, Jiangxi, Guangxi, Sichuan, Hunan, Zhejiang, and Hainan. So they aren't tied by their place of origin, but rather their language, culture, and food. There's an estimated 4.6 million Hakka people in Taiwan, and most of the people of Hsinchu are Hakka. Hsinchu County Magistrate Cho tells us about Hsinchu's Hakka people and the role they play in promoting tourism.
People can have strong bonds when they share an ethnicity. Hsinchu is well known for its Hakka population and culture. In 2013, Hakka culture and art was highlighted when we hosted Taiwan's Lantern Festival. We had artists using Hakka themes in their art, such as lanterns, song competitions, and paintings. In 2015, we hosted the Hakka International Cultural Festival, which was a showcase of many facets of Hakka culture. We've also invited international artist Lin Xuanlong to design a tea house which has become a destination for tourists. Many of our Hakka cultural destinations have been covered in global media as great places to visit to understand and enjoy Hakka culture. We also opened a Hakka cultural museum where people can enjoy all the facets of Hakka culture.
Taiwan is trying to attract more visitors from Southeast Asia, and numbers have been increasing upwards of over 20%. Mr. Cho tells us what Hsinchu is doing to cater to visitors from Southeast Asia.
We are very grateful to have the opportunity to share about Hsinchu with our Southeast Asian friends. We have a lot of information about Hsinchu destinations on our official website. Hsinchu has wonderful mountains, oceans, and architecture. There is much culture and local food specialties that visitors can enjoy here. We offer tourist information in many languages that are all available in our Taoyuan and Songshan airports. In September, we will participate in the Malaysian Tourist Expo and let more people know about the beauty of Hsinchu. We have all kinds of tourism packages starting from different cities with different themes. People can also travel on their own. We show them how they can enjoy the sights along the romantic highway, which features many of Taiwan's Hakka towns. People can enjoy old streets, farms, and scenic areas. They can learn how to make the famous Hakka tea, Lai Cha, and the other specialties of Hakka culture. We have special tour buses during the weekend and holidays that can take people to agricultural destinations and amusement parks. People can board from the Hsinchu high-speed rail station. It's very convenient. People who love to take trains can also take the train to our famous Nei Wan village and enjoy the old streets and scenery there.
You're listening to Taiwan Today, and I am Natalie So. Hsinchu County Magistrate Cho Jingchun is telling us about Taiwan's high-tech hub, Hsinchu, and how they're promoting relations with Southeast Asia. Next, we hear how they're becoming more friendly to Muslim visitors.
Taiwan Today with Natalie So. The sound of the Puyuma tribe on Radio Taiwan International.
You're listening to Taiwan Today, and I'm Natalie So. RTI has a special series of interviews with local mayors and government leaders throughout Taiwan. They're telling us how they're working to better Taiwan's ties with Southeast Asia with a new southbound policy. Today, Hsinchu County Magistrate Cho Jingchun tells us how Hsinchu is becoming more friendly to all types of people.
We are also trying to build a more friendly environment for Muslim visitors. Muslim tourists have been increasing around the world. By 2020, there will be about 170 million Muslim tourists every year traveling the globe. Last year, Taiwan saw 180,000 visits from Muslim tourists. Hsinchu is working hard with the halal certification system to make more restaurants provide menus that accommodate Muslim visitors' needs and tastes. We also are putting prayer rooms in restaurants so they can pray there as well. Currently, Aladdin Restaurant has met these requirements and the Hilton Hotel is working on getting certification.
Now the Hsinchu County Magistrate tells us what he recommends people do and eat in Hsinchu.
Oh, 客家美食是非常, 朋友来吃一次以后啊, 就赞不绝口。
Visitors just love our Hakka food. It's unforgettable. Hsinchu's rice noodles and rice vermicelli with tomatoes are very famous. Our Hakka stir-fried dishes are also excellent. Our dumplings are also very well loved. I hope everyone can come visit and try these great foods and have a great time in Hsinchu.
Hsinchu County Magistrate Cho Jingsun has made it easier for businessmen to make investments.
当然, 新竹县政府为了招商, 可以说是在我手中一上任就成立的
When I became mayor, I set up a one-stop service center for visitors. We have one of the best service centers in Taiwan. Whenever we get evaluated, we are rated one of the top in Taiwan and have won many awards. We established the center in 2010. Since then, we've had 150 proposals for investment projects. Over 70 of these investments will be worth over 100 million NT dollars. 40 of these projects have already been confirmed. These projects should bring an estimated 13,000 new jobs. We are working to promote five industries. These include nanotechnology, biomedicine, culture, tourism, and high-end agriculture. We hope to reach top global standards in these industries. Hsinchu also has many constructing projects that will be completed soon, including Far Eastern Department Store, a sports center, a new state-of-the-art hospital, and bilingual schools. We are also working to coordinate between academia, government research institutes, and industry, and all these new plans to create a smart city.
Hsinchu is most famous for Science and Technology Park, which has become a key engine of Taiwan's economy. Cho tells us about Hsinchu's high-tech sector.
目前为止, 新竹县辖区内, 在我们新竹工业区就有460家的厂商, 可以说是65,000劳工, 创造了6,500亿的工作机会.
Our science park in Hsinchu has over 460 companies with over 65,000 employees. They have an output value of 650 billion new NT dollars per year. Taoyuan's high-tech park has 273 companies and 13,000 employees and are creating 500 billion new NT dollars in output value. For many years, Global Views magazines have found Hsinchu to be a leading county in Taiwan in terms of jobs and economy. It also has the lowest unemployment rate in Taiwan. We also have the highest birth rate and population growth. We are still building schools, but other counties in Taiwan are closing down schools. Our birth rate and population growth shows the growing prosperity of Hsinchu. It is a hub for high-tech professionals.
That was Hsinchu County Magistrate Cho Jingsun telling us about Hsinchu, the hub of Taiwan's high-tech sector, and how they are working to promote ties with Southeast Asia. This is part of a series that Radio Taiwan International is doing with many local city mayors and county magistrates. Thanks for tuning in to Taiwan Today. I'm Natalie So.
Listen!
Are you listening?
This is the sound of my country.
This is the sound of Taiwan.
Taiwan, a small island with a whole world of sounds.
What do you know about Taiwan?
I know who the president is.
What about their local music and food?
Well, what do you suggest?
Tune in to Radio Taiwan International. Here at RTI, we offer the authentic Taiwan experience. You hear the sound of remote attractions, the local food, music, the lives of real Taiwanese as they live it. Visit english.rti.org.tw. Listen to the real Taiwan.
This is Radio Taiwan International.